Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice.
Phew.
Aloha, dear.
Hola. Dear. Hola.
Bonjour, dear.
Good day, dear.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
And welcome back to another
podcast.
I remember we were renting British accents because we didn't want to offend someone.
Are you sure that was us?
Yeah. Welcome back to this podcast where we are going to be talking to you about everything as the seasons change.
We are so happy and thrilled and we're just peachy and divine that you can join us today. So sit down with your tea and crumpets and get ready for this episode that's all about
offending someone.
Gearing up for school. Boo!
We can add like horror movies.
Yeah.
But
dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun.
Or like a scream. Yeah. Okay, anyways, school's not that. I mean, I've already started, so.
Yeah. I start in a week. All our friends basically
start tomorrow.
Yeah, because they go to different schools than we do. Yeah, that's why.
Well, I'm homeschooled.
I go to private. They go public.
Yeah.
So, haha. I have a week off and they don't. But Dev's going on a trip.
I'll be off for all, like, when you start, I'll be off for a week. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go back on base, essentially. So, yeah. Okay. So today we're talking about gearing up for school. And I'm the ASMR. You should do an ASMR segment, maybe.
Yeah.
Just keep it real. Here's today's ASMR segment. That was today's ASMR segment. Woohoo! Well, anyways, so we're going to be talking about, like, what you can do to get up for school and, like, how you can just start your year off positively and set yourself up for success, because that's our goal. So, Avery, do you feel like there is a certain thing that you do to set yourself up for success at the start of the school?
Sorry, I just choked on water. Not really.
Nothing?
No. I mean, usually we don't go school shopping until like that the first Wednesday of the school year, because the teachers give us a list that week.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
I'm
all knowing it.
I'm psyched. Oh!
Hello. Hi!
Okay. So, we basically have, six categories that we are going to be, discussing. And then we actually have a couple pop questions that we're also going to be answering, and kind of we can branch off on that. So the first category is before school. So, Avery,
yes.
Do you think there's anything you can do to prepare for before school? So that's like getting up early,
okay,
and getting dressed and like all that.
I, at the beginning of the year especially, I try to wake up pretty early. Not like, probably around like, well,
like an hour before?
Yeah, in like 5th and 4th grade, I used to wake up at like 6 every morning, and then I'd get ready and then walk to school with my dad at like 7, and then we'd get there at around like 7:10 or so. Then I'd just stay in his office and like read or whatever. But like then in middle school, last year, I literally just started waking up at like 7. Mm-hmm.
You lost a whole hour of time.
No, yeah. I got nothing.
And so I don't wake up as early at all.
What about like outfits, breakfast, kind of all that prep?
I try to lay out my outfits in the night before. I try. I usually end up doing it for like the first couple weeks of the beginning of school, and then I just stop. But yeah, helping laying out my outfits helps. And then for breakfast, I just kind of have a nice, easy breakfast, like cereal or something.
So for me, I mean, I don't have as much, like, prep, but prep because I don't go to public school, but I definitely, like, have to get up. I have to get up early and start right off with math pretty much as soon as I get up, which is so lovely. And then I have a little bit of, like, a break and breakfast and stuff and then school.
Yeah.
But I do think something that's important for me is that I like to have, when I do have to get up early or whatever, I like to have a breakfast that I'm excited for because it just makes me more pumped about the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something you can do is, like, make sure you, like, have an outfit you're excited to wear or a breakfast you're excited to have. Because I'm a foodie, but, like, something you're excited for, or, like, you know, maybe for you in fifth grade, it was getting to walk to school with your dad.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, something like that that you're, like, excited for can help wake you up, and then you go to face school.
Yeah. We have a uniform in our school, so, like, you almost can't get excited for outfits, because you have to wear polo, button-up polo, and then we either... Girls either have to wear shorts 2 inches above your knee, or so, like, no one does that because it's just so annoying, and you, like, can't find shorts that long almost. Well, I mean, you can, but so literally all you wear is, like, the polo and then pants, and then you have to wear closed shoes, but in high school you can wear, like, slippers and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, you just can't get excited.
That's, like, I didn't know it was that rough. Okay, now's classes. So, how do you prep for classes, Avery? Or do you do any prep? I mean, I think one thing that's important is, like, school for some people is maybe not as bad as school for other people. So for you, you know, maybe you look forward to starting school, or it's just not as big of a deal. So this episode is more based on the person who's not excited for school and what can you do to make your school life a bit easier.
Well, for how I prep for classes, our teachers, I think it's like the night before school starts, everyone will go to school and then you'll like get to know your teachers a bit and you just walk around campus.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and so I'm pretty sure, I don't really remember last year, but I think you either get your supplies list from your teacher then, or, like, that Monday or, like, that Wednesday or something, you get a list from your teacher.
So you don't have to have it right away.
Yeah. But, like, there's a list of textbooks you have to get, and at our school, we have to do summer reading. So, we're required one book, and this year it's A Long Walk to Water. I haven't read it yet, but it's short, so
yeah,
it's,
it is.
Like, you, we I can have finish it. I have it, too. I just got it. And then you have to choose 3 books from a list, and then you have to write, like, a couple paragraph book reports on them. So, like, it wasn't that hard. Like, I finished it all pretty quickly. So, that's usually... like, what you have to do to prepare for classes. So, it's not, like, a lot of, like, get supplies the day before school starts and everything. You just really have to be ready with, like, your textbooks and, like, your laptop and everything.
Yeah. I know a lot of people dread back to school shopping.
I kind of like
it. But I love it. Yeah, it, like, gets me so excited.
Getting new supplies.
I know. This year, I got a notebook with peace signs on the front. But anyway, so you guys, you know, at Hello Dear, that's like our trademark emoji. But anyways, yeah, so I was pretty thrilled about that. Yeah. But anyway, I actually don't mind school that much.
Like Office Max, when it was down in Lahaina, used to be like my favorite store.
And they had such good deals.
I know.
But now, like the $3 binders.
If my
binders.
Mom would go to Safeway, I'd be like, hey, Mom, can you drop me off at Office Max? Then I'd just like go to Office Max and walk to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. No, actually I love school supply mm-hmm. shopping. And we don't get as much because, like, we don't use a ton of notebooks and stuff. Yeah. And we don't have a list. So it's just, like, a couple notebooks. Mm-hmm. But I still think it's so fun. Yeah. So, Avery, on that note, what are your favorite or what were your favorite school supplies? Or, like, do you have any, like, brands or, like...
Not really.
Preferred, like, pins or pencils or, like, anything like
I
that?
I like those pencils. It's so hard to explain, but they're, like, almost, like, high-tech, where it's, like, you can take off the top part with the eraser, and then you, like, click a button on the side, and then the lead comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I love those ones.
Yeah,
and
those are
nice. And
you
can, like, mix and match mm-hmm. the erasers. Those are my favorite.
A sharpened pencil is such a nice feeling, but I really love my Papermate pins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I literally have so many, so I love those. And then, like, the Crayola washable markers I love for highlighting. It sounds so childish, but honestly, they're really good. And then I also love Yobi for school supplies.
Ooh, I love that one, too.
They're really nice because mm-hmm. they're, like, you know, nice. Okay, so next, Avery, homework. Dun, dun, dun.
I actually like homework.
I don't have it, so this is all on you.
Yeah.
Is there anything you do to prepare for homework or a way you can get your homework done without it feeling too hard or anything like that?
I like to try, like, if a teacher assigns me something, I like to try to get it done the night they assign it to me.
Yeah.
So it's just out of the way. And at our school, they give you, like, a Maori prep planner.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just write everything in there. But I just like to get everything out of the way and done, and then I try to do it, like, right as I get home, so it's just over with. And for the rest of the afternoon, I can just be doing what I want to do.
Yeah, that's smart.
But I like homework.
So they kind of set you up for success, it sounds like, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, get a planner. It's nice. Mm-hmm. I do, like, I have certain assignments that I need to do or mm-hmm. whatever, and I like having a planner for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next is lunches. So do you bring your lunch or do you eat there? Or do they have food?
Our chef is, like, amazing. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, she used to work at the Ritz, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know if she was a cook at the Ritz, but it is so good. Like, sometimes, like, once a month we'll have pancake day. And literally everyone will, like, line up with their money. And there's, like, 3 huge pancakes, a bunch of, like, you either get sausages or a fruit cup. And then, like, it is so good. The food, like, there's Caesar salads. There's, like, bruschetta and, like, smoothies.
Oh, my God.
And she literally, like, sometimes makes smoothies to go with lunch. And, like, chicken and, like, steak, I feel like. Some maybe not steak.
Oh, okay,
but, like,
wait,
chicken katsu.
I'm actually shook. So, like, it's good
amazing
lunch.
Like, it tastes so good. I usually bring lunch, though. It's, like, $7.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's not super expensive because they give you, like, a good portion. But I just, it's easier.
So, what do you like to bring for your lunch?
It always kind of depends. I usually bring either a sandwich or some, like, noodles or pasta I can microwave because we also have microwaves.
Uh-huh.
At school. So, I usually bring, yeah.
And do you ever, like, get something special for your lunch or, like, something you have to have?
So, at Costco, you can get these little salad bowls. Uh-huh. Caesar salad bowls, and I love them so much. So my mom will get them, And then they have, like, little plastic forks inside. So I know this is super weird, but I save the forks. I just, like, put them in a little bag in my lunchbox. So then if I forget a fork for, like, pasta or something, I'll have forks. And then I bring different forks for the salad. So it's kind of, like, a It's not confusing, but it's weird.
You like your forks.
There's nothing really special I need for my lunch.
I think, again, it's kind of that same thing for me of just, like, kind of with the before school and then with the classes. Because I do have a part in my classes. Like, I do have a bit of a say. So, again, it's kind of basically the same thing of, like, just choosing, like, stuff in your lunch or your back-to-school supplies or before you start school. Choosing stuff you're excited for makes all the difference because then you can just easily feel excited to do it. So I usually have, like, sandwiches or whatever, but I feel excited to have the sandwich, so it makes it, like, 10 times better. So that's my little, like, tip. Choose something you're excited for. Okay, so the big after school sports, classes, whatever. Do you have anything that you do to prep for that?
Well, for PE, you have to bring separate clothes. So if I have PE one day and then that day after school, if I have a sport, I'll just use those clothes because a lot of the times PE is at the end of the day, so I don't even have to change out of the clothes. But if I don't, I'll just bring clothes to prep. And then for PE, I also just bring my runners to school, so I'll just keep them in my locker, so then I'll have them for I'm just probably gonna keep my runners in my locker this year. Because then I won't forget them, like, cross country after school, I won't forget them or anything.
So, do you have any prep, like, before you start? Like, is there any mental,
or not really?
Not really, because it's just practice. And I can't answer that question, because I don't have any after school sports or classes or anything. Okay, Avery, this is something that anyone can answer. How do you prep for a busy schedule? Summer is, like, so chill and free, and that's why everyone loves it so much. And then you get to school, and you've got sports, classes, and all of a sudden it's busy. Homework, everything.
I honestly just like to use a planner, and I just write down assignments,
tests. It really helps.
Projects.
Yeah. Use the planner, folks.
It helps.
It helps. And that's basically the same. I also like to write down, not even on, because sometimes on a planner, like, there's certain things that you can't plan out on which day you're going to do them, you know? Or you're like, I'll do them on Friday, but it doesn't happen for whatever reason. So I like also to have a to-do list. And I actually have a pad I got at TJ Maxx that has, like, to-do or whatever with, like, a box for a check mark or whatever. But you can find them lots of places. But anyway, you just write down everything that's on your to-do list. And then you can, like, check them off. And it feels so good to exit out or check it off. It's, like, one of the best feelings in the world.
When I get home, I usually, if I just have a lot of assignments, I'll just get a scratch piece of paper and write it down.
Okay. So now we're going to move on to our pop questions.
Okay.
So we're going to interrupt this episode real fast to tell you guys that you should follow us. We know we do this a lot, but
I'll try to sum it up.
Yeah.
You can follow us on almost any social media app or platform at Hello Dear Podcast.
Well, just Instagram.
And, like,
you can follow us at our blog.
Apple Podcasts.
Any podcast platform. Yeah,
exactly.
You can follow us.
Yeah.
At Hello Dear Podcasts. And then at our Instagram is Hello Dear Podcasts. And our blog is www.hellodearpodcast.blogspot.com.
You could probably just search up Hello Dear Podcast blog and it would come up to us.
So. One thing I do want to say is, honestly, we'll rate and review our show because it means the world to us. But also, Follow along on our Instagram. If you had to choose one, do our Instagram.
Yeah.
Because when you answer the polls, it, like, helps us so much. Mm-hmm. So if you are already following us on Instagram, answer the polls because it... for the episodes that we put the polls, that's, like, the format for our episode. Mm-hmm. And I remember, because I used to have, like, a small business, but then I closed it down. There was, like, this quote, which is, like, every time you buy something from a small business, an actual person does a happy dance.
Yeah.
So, like, every time you answer a poll or write a review or rate us 5 stars mm-hmm. or whatever. I mean, we want it to be...
Sneak that in there. Or rate us 5 stars, you know.
We want it to be honest, but, like, every time you do that, we get so happy and excited, and you make us feel that way. So, you know. You know.
Just some little inspiration there.
Yeah. Okay, so our first pop question, is it right for educational institutions to sell fast food? I mean, is it really fast food?
Well, I mean, like, I know at our friend's public school.
Yeah.
It's like, they always are saying, like, it's not the best food.
Yeah, so is it right for them to sell not the best food?
Well, I mean,
like, it's... They give you the option to buy bring it. Your own lunch. And they get, yeah.
Just do that.
Like, I don't feel like it's not something I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
Should uniforms be mandatory in educational institutions?
So, I actually had to write a report on this in, like, third grade. There's up and downsides. Like, if you're going on a field trip, everyone will know what school you go to and everything. Yeah. And then, like, if people are visiting the school, we'll all, like, look nice.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, together in uniform. But, like...
I kind of feel like they should maybe even, like, have a checklist. And it's, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going on a field trip, if it's in, like, a group assembly or, like, a sports game, mm-hmm. or, like, you know, if you're supporting the school, if there's visitors to the school...
Yeah.
If there's, like, certain qualifications, you should wear uniforms. I do think you should.
Yeah.
But day-to-day, I feel like it's a bit unnecessary. Yeah,
but people visit randomly.
Yeah.
So, like, and also, what was I going to say?
Or just make it optional, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say something, like, really good, but I totally forgot all about it.
Should bullies be subjected to a more decisive discipline measures?
Discipline measures?
Yeah, sorry. I always say discipline.
Disciple measures.
Discipline.
So, should bullies be disciplined more?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's different for every school.
Yeah.
Like,
And it depends on, like, what they did and how much...
Yeah.
How much it affected the person and what they said or what they did.
Yeah.
Like, if they got into a fist fight, then yeah.
But, like, or was it just random? Like, did they come up and punch him, or was it, like, something the other person said?
Yeah.
You know.
Which, I mean, yeah.
I mean, there's never a good reason to fight. But, like, you know, like, one person gets blamed for a big, uh-huh. like,
yeah. Or if they just came up to someone and was like, you're stupid.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be, like, for big, huge measures, like, going.
I think it just really depends. Okay, so the next question. So, should students be given less homework?
I like homework. So, I don't... It depends on the classes.
Yeah.
Like, we, at the most... Well, on Mondays, we have every single class every day.
Yeah.
Well, this is last year's schedule. We might be changing it. Then on Tuesdays, we had... just one class, and then we had electives and PE, and then on Wednesday we had 3 main classes, and then on Thursday was the same as Tuesday, and Friday was the same as Wednesday, basically.
I think that there should be able to be a rise in the homeworks, like elementary, it starts low, and then it keeps going up.
Yeah.
Until college. So if it's like you're having the same homework in high school and college as you are in middle school, then no, it should go down. But, like, I think homework is important to teach you how to do homework in the later years, you know? Okay. Is summer school designed to help kids or hurt them? I mean, not hurt, but, like, is it designed to help or is it just...
I think it's designed to help. Like, if they're struggling with something, wouldn't it be easier to get it learned and everything?
I personally think that, like, I don't know if summer school is the best way to do it. Maybe the school could set up, like, a tutor. Yeah.
But you don't want to take away their summer, too.
Yeah, and also, like, how much are they learning from summer school? Like,
because they probably hate it.
So. Yeah. Whereas if it's, like, a tutor 2 times a week for, like, 2 hours, then they could learn more. At what age should one be allowed to stay home alone?
Is this a school-related question?
Kind of. I mean, not really. But, like, I mean...
depends on their maturity level.
Yeah, I think so.
On their parents, on the environment.
What modification would you bring to your school's lunch selection?
Lunch?
Yeah, so I guess, like, is there anything
you... I don't have a modification. Actually, no. I would serve Chick-fil-A. No. That's one fast food place no one would argue with. Everyone's like, yes. I would make it so you can add, there's like a breakfast buffet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like you forget breakfast, you can go to And at our school, it's like you pay so much to actually go to the school, so they should make it free.
Yeah.
I think there should just be a huge buffet that's free every day.
And like, you, like, it's during one of your classes, so you can eat while they, like, lunch. Uh-huh. Yeah.
In some of our classes, you can eat.
I like that idea. Should sports be, a school subject?
Yes. I think half the day should just be devoted to sports.
No. I think that it should be a choice, but I think there should be a supplement.
Yeah.
Like, if a kid is really into math, it should be PE or an extra math class. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, well, it shouldn't just be, like...
it's good for them to have physical activity.
Or there should be... it should be a health class.
We have health. We have... well, we have PE and health as a class. So.
But are you doing sports half the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, like, we basically have a sports class.
Exactly.
I like it. But my friend in Canada, her school, literally, like, half, like, the morning is classes, and then you eat lunch, and then the rest of the day you just pick a sport for that season and do it. Wow. And I think that would be so fun.
Yeah. Okay. Should children who engage in sporting activities still be required to take sports as a school subject?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's, like... sports is usually combined with health.
And a sporting activity is optional at some schools. But, like, you don't have to do it. Should wearing seat belts be mandatory while traveling on the bus? No.
We don't have... Well, we don't... no, actually, we do have a school bus.
But if you got in a car accident, they just, like, I'll fly.
No. I mean, like, I don't know. Because, like, there's so many kids.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, if you're going on a field trip, if you're riding on a field in the bus to a field trip, like, on the other side, then, like, sure, yeah, wear a seatbelt.
Which the other side for us is, like, 45 minutes away. Yeah, I'd say, like 30 minutes.
But if you're just driving down the road to the beach for, like, snorkeling, that's our field trip at our school.
Really?
To the beach. Sometimes. Or Jonah, my older brother's science class, literally, like, I want to say, like, once a week for probably, like, a month, they went down to the beach.
Wow.
For science.
Should, is it right to ask children to perform chores?
What? At school?
No. Okay, wait. I don't know if I want to answer that. Yes, it is, actually. I think it's fair.
Yeah.
2 to 3 chores. And then they could add extra ones and get paid
more. So that was, like, a at-home question.
Yeah. Do children spend too much time in front of the TV?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. And
Should kids pay more attention to the food they ingest to avoid future health issues? No.
Well, like, you're a kid, so.
Well, and it's like, if the parent should.
Yeah.
I guess not the kid's job. Because then they get, like, hung up on, like, how many calories. And, like, if you're paying attention, you're automatically going to get focused on that.
Yeah, and it's just not going to be fun eating. And eating's supposed to be fun.
Should children be given more pocket money? I mean, how much?
Well, they have to work. Like, I don't think your parents should just give them. I mean, if they're going out with friends, sure. But
yeah,
like once a week, I don't think parents should just be like, here's $20.
Well, no, but I don't think it's like.
Or like if you're doing chores, maybe.
Yeah.
How is this related to school?
I don't know. But I don't know. This is like the first one I felt passionate about. Like, if you're going to a movie.
Sure.
Pay for the movie. Pay for a snack. If you're going shopping, no.
Yeah, kids should have to earn it.
And, like, once they get 13 or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Should students go to school all year long and get more vacations to enhance the educational process? Oh, like, instead of a 2-month summer break, like, get, like, a couple weeks in summer, a couple weeks in.
I mean, that already kind of happens because you have, like, winter break, fall break, spring break. Weekends.
I know.
So,
we have a lot of holidays here.
Yeah. So, you have, like, Labor Day, Independence
Day. Well, no, but I mean, like, even, like, the princess.
Oh, we don't have that at our school,
though. Her birthday.
We don't have that because ours isn't a Hawaiian-based school.
So, like, how do they make up? Like, don't you have to have a certain number of days you go to school?
Well,
or does it, like, matter? Like, how do they make up for all the holidays they take off? Because I swear, like, 20 times
the
a year,
only holidays,
our friends who go to public school are like, hey, we're free today.
Yeah.
It's like,
the only
I have school. I don't even get Labor Day off or Groundhog Day.
We don't get Groundhog Day. The only times we get holidays is when they're, like, a national holiday. Like, we won't get, like, the Hawaiian holidays.
Yeah.
But we'll get, like, we actually don't usually get fall break, but we have 3 weeks at winter break, and then everyone else only has 2 weeks, and then a fall break. But, like, we, like, usually, like, yeah, we only get, like, national well-known.
Is children's behavior influenced by the violence they witness in video games or TV programs? I don't want to answer that one.
Probably.
I mean, like, it depends, like,
what video games are they playing? If they're playing, like, a fun little game with
is Deborah. This is Deborah talking.
Yeah.
No.
Our voices sound so similar.
I try not to say cuss words. So
yeah.
I have the ability to, like, watch videos or listen to music with cuss words,
mm-hmm.
but not say them
after.
Whereas some people, they hear it and they start saying it constantly. So I feel like it depends on the person. Like, you may have the ability to play violent video games,
but that doesn't transition
over into how you act. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Whereas, like, my little brother always used to watch, like, Ninjago, like, Lego, whatever, and then he'd always want to fight after.
Jonah used to watch The Incredibles, and then my mom had to, like, ban him from watching it for, like, another year because he'd always pretend to fight.
Yeah. Like, so funny. Okay. Our final question is, would it be a good idea for your school to launch a school newspaper?
We have a school website that it gets updated weekly. Well, we have a newsletter.
I think a newspaper is cool.
Yeah. But I mean, like, would students really read the whole thing and keep it, or would they just throw it away? And waste paper. Like, ultimately, it would be way better for the environment to have, like, a newspaper online. Which is basically
like an
what
email
we do.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom actually does the school newsletter and then just sends it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Her dad's the principal, by the way.
So
So that's like
brownie points.
That's why her family is so overinvolved.
Yeah.
I don't think you're overinvolved.
Well, I think that wraps up the episode today.
Woo, woo, woo. Hope y'all feel inspired to start school.
I don't.
I know. Avery started groaning when I mentioned the episode, yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah. I mean, some of the questions were random.
Yeah. So, anyways, y'all know where you can follow us. Instagram at HelloDear. Our blog at www.hellodear.blogspot.com.
Ooh.
And anywhere.
My stomach hurts. It's growling.
I know, me too. We're so hungry. And anywhere you guys can listen to podcasts, you can find us at HelloDear. All right, shall we
eat?
Eat?
We shall.
Goodbye, dear.